Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Many are slamming a controversial ruling in Arizona today, reinstating a 160-year-old abortion ban. CBS's Matt Piper has details.
Opponents of the ruling by the Arizona Supreme Court came out in full force.
Arizonans deserve the right to make our own decisions about pregnancy and abortion.
The court says the state can enforce its long dormant law criminalizing all abortions except when a mother's life is at stake. Dr. Denise Link is a women's health nurse practitioner.
Patients should be the final arbiter, the sole decision maker.
Vice President Kamala Harris also weighed in.
To stop bans like this, we need a United States Congress that will restore the protections of Roe v. Wade.
18 states have now severely restricted or outright banned the procedure since Roe was overturned nearly 2 years ago. At the White House today, Harris also met with the families of Israeli hostages with an update on efforts to bring them home. Rachel Goldberg-Pollen was one of them.
There are 133 cherished souls who are being held there, and it is time. We don't want any more progress. We want results.
The meeting comes as Israel pushes ahead with its plans to invade Rafah. And many Palestinians are now seeing their homes for the first time in Gaza. This man in Khan Yunis.
The streets are no longer there. The buildings are no longer there. Anything that was there before is not here today.
The U.S. says it's still pushing for a ceasefire. James and Jennifer Crumley will spend the next decade in prison for a school shooting in Michigan their son Ethan carried out in 2021. Judge Cheryl Matthews says they could have stopped him.
Opportunity knocked over and over again, louder and louder, and was ignored. No one answered.
New research shows many women are not keeping up with important cancer screenings.
In 2022, only about 3 in 4 women were up to date with their mammograms. CDC's Deborah Oury says it comes down to money in many cases.
Breast cancer screening varies across the United States and is lowest among women without health insurance, those who have low incomes, and those who do not have a usual source of health care.
Breast cancer causes more than 40,000 deaths in women each year here in the United States. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
And it's official.
For
the first time ever, the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship had bigger TV ratings than the men. About 19 million people watched as South Carolina beat Iowa. The men had about 15 million viewers when UConn beat Purdue. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden says his new student loan forgiveness plan would cancel tens of thousands of dollars in interest for Americans who can prove hardship cases. He called it a ticket to the middle class in Madison yesterday.
I think we all in this room share one goal. Give everybody a fair shot. Just a shot.